Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us that Rav Menashe ben Agada was sitting by Rabbi and taught him the halacha. Then Aktar Mefagelas Haktara, even according to Rameya, whose opinion is the Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, and therefore, for example, if somebody only had a Machsheves Pigel when he was burning the Koimitz, not while he was burning the Levoina, normally Ramey would say that that would be enough to create a situation, a Pigel. Said Rav Menashe ben Agada in the name of Rav Chisda, that if the Machshava while he was burning the Koimitz was that he should burn the Levoina at the wrong time, even Ramey would agree that it doesn't become Pigel. So Abaya asked him if he heard this din in the name of Rav. And he said that indeed he did hear this. So the question that comes up is, we know that the Mishnah teaches us in Pirkei Avos Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, so if so, asked the Sfas Emes, how did he not say immediately that this halacha was being said in the name of Rav? Why did he have to be sort of coaxed to hear, to say, after Abai asked the question, did he say that he heard this halacha in the name of Rav? So the Sfas Emes answers that all he had heard from Rav was the halacha that ain haktara mefagelas haktara, that the machshava by the koimitz cannot make pigel if the machshava was on the levoina. He took that statement a step further and said that this halacha not only applies according to the Rabbanon, but even according to Rameya. But that isn't what Rav said. And since that wasn't the statement that Rav said, he didn't say it that way, because you only say over a halacha b'shem Amroi if you say exactly what he said, not any more and not any less. Here he added to what was said, and since he added to what was said, that isn't Dover B'Shem Amrei. And actually, the Gemara, if you look in the Gemara, this pshat is very well substantiated. Because after the Gemara continues, Itmanami, Amrav Chizda Amrav, here he does mention Rav's name, and here he says, En Aktar Mafgelas Aktara. What's the Gemara teaching us? That at that time, he repeated exactly what he heard from Rav. What did he hear from Rav? Den haktara, mefagelas haktara, without the addition that this is even going according to Rameya. Since here he was saying the din, exactly how Rav had said it, the din, without any addition, so here he can mention Rav's name. So in general, the Pesukim can teach us, when we speak about this halacha of Amadav B'Shem Amrei, so one halacha we learn from our Mishnah, from our Gemara, is that only if you're saying exactly what you heard, you're not adding to it, does this halacha apply. The Pesukim can also say that if you heard something or you learned something in a sefer, where there's a long list of people who said the halacha one to the next, to fulfill the requirement of Oyim Medavah B'Shem Omrei, you only have to say the first in the list and the last in the list. Although I did see from the Kehillas Yaakov that it's appropriate to mention all the names if possible. Another point that I saw, the halacha lemaisa, that if you're going to repeat something that you heard from someone else, but then you're going to question what he said or refute what he would say, then you shouldn't say it b'shem omroi. Because the purpose of b'shem omroi, of saying it b'shem omroi, is to lend kavod to the person who you're saying it from. If your intention is to refute what he says, what he said, that doesn't bring kavod to him, and therefore there is no point to mention his name. Another halacha I saw, that if you're saying a halacha to someone else, or devar Torah to someone else, and the person who you're speaking to dislikes the person from whom you're saying over this devar Torah, then you shouldn't say who you heard it from. Because as the Gemara Masechta Erechin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us, Lo'olam al yisaper odom b'tayvosu shel chaveroi, shmetoich tayvosu atabol adei rasoi. That by saying to somebody who dislikes someone else good things about him, it doesn't make things better. It makes things worse, because that will cause this person to say, this guy, this individual is not such a great person, and I'll speak lashon hara about it. So therefore, as the Chafetz Chaim says, because you know that this person dislikes him, avoid mentioning his name to him. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, that even though there's a halacha of Omer Dover B'Shem Omrei, you have to know to whom you say it. There are Paiskim that disagree. The Rai they want to bring is that when Esther, one of the sources for Kol Oyim Adavu Shem Omrei, is when Esther repeated Tachashverish B'Shem Mordechai, and Tachashverish didn't that specifically like Mordechai. Why is it so important to say Dovah Oyim B'Shem Omrei? So the Yalkut brings down Omer Reb Shimon ben Yechai, Omer Reb Yitzchak bat Tavla, Omer Reb Chama, Aricha, Meshum Reb Acha, the Tana Reb Chiya. Kol she'ena oim adav b'shem Omrei, if you don't repeat it in the name of the original person who said it, oive b'lav. Shenemar, al tigzel dal ki dalhu. And in fact, not only do the Mefarshim explain that by not saying it over b'shem Omrei, is it considered like you're stealing, but as the pasuk we just quoted indicates, it's a very new level of stealing. It's stealing from a poor person. In other words, if you steal from a person who's alive, a material object, of course it's inappropriate. But as much as it's inappropriate, you could give it back. You could do tshuva, beheshev es gzeila. But if you steal from a person who's no longer in the world and said it Dvar Torah, and now you could say the Dvar Torah in his name, and you do not. So first of all, this person who's not in the world anymore does not really have the same opportunity to learn Torah as he had when he was alive. The only way he could still be teaching Torah is by Dovah B'Shem Omrei. And when you don't do so, you take away his only opportunities that he has left to teach Torah. Furthermore, as we said a moment ago, if you steal something from someone else, you could always return it. But when you steal something from someone who's no longer alive, that is something which cannot be returned, and that's why it's a higher level of Geneva. The Farshim also say that not only when you're saying over Dov B'Shem Omrei, is it if you're saying it over in the name of Adam Godel, but whenever you say over something, you should be careful to say over B'Shem Omri. The Nachos Ova says, this showing, saying Dov B'Shem Omri, shows tremendous anivus, how humble the individual is. He doesn't want to take credit for something that doesn't belong to him. And especially so is applicable if he says it over B'Shem, somebody who's not as great as he, it even shows a higher level of anivus, which is critical for one's success in learning.